Being here today, let's get the word started. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you, Father, for faithfulness. You are so faithful, even when we're not faithful, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that you are true to your word. I pray your blessings upon the services today, every word that goes forth, every song, whatever is taught, Father, that it be to glory and edify the name of Jesus, that it would strengthen the saints, encourage us, Lord. Mold us and shape us into the army of God we are called to be. I pray that those that walk through the door that not only gave them safe journey coming and going, but they would feel the love of God and see you in us, Lord. Help us to be the light that we are called to be. We pray now, Father, that you have your will. This vessel surrenders to you in word and deed and thought. Everything that is in me, Lord, let it be of you and nothing of myself. And I thank you for the words that you have given this humble servant. May I convey it according to your will. And as the word says, it will not come back to you void. I give you praise and glory that you are faithful even in that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today, if you want to give a title to the service, it's called Step by Step, The Process. We live our Christian lives always going through a process. Everything we learn, we are learning to live who we are in Christ Jesus, who Jesus died for us to be. We are learning to be the love of God. We're learning to be the army of God here on this earth. But everything is a process. Everything is a process. Sometimes healing comes instantaneously. Sometimes it's just the process. And the enemy wants you to think that there's something wrong with you because you have to go by the process, or it's a process. It hasn't happened instantly. And I want you to understand that is just another trick and trade of the enemy. And I want to prove it to you. Go to Psalms 37 and 23. And the word reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." The steps, it's a step-by-step process of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, a good man is the one that adheres to the steps of the Lord. And the Lord delights in his way, not it's in your way. When you take that process and you allow God to order your steps, he delights in your journey. And you should be delighted in your journey as well, even though it is a process. How this come about is I've been studying Joshua. And Joshua is a great example, as are many of our biblical examples in the Bible. But Joshua is great. I love Joshua because Joshua had to go through a process, just like everybody else. So did Moses, so did Abraham, so did Sarah. Some of us did it better than others. So did David, so did Esther, so did Ruth. We all have process to go through. Even Jesus himself went through a process to fulfill what he'd come to earth to do. But Joshua was, remember, Joshua was one of the two spies who were sent of the 12 spies. He was one of the two spies that was sent over to the promised land to spy it out. But he was only one of the two that had a positive report and believe God at his word that they could have it. While the other spies were saying, well, the land is great and plentiful, and it's everything that we've been promised, but there's giants there. There's people there that are bigger than us, and we are but, you know, grasshoppers in their sight. Joshua was like, let's take it. God has given it to us. We can do it as long as he's for us, you know. But there was a process. The people believed. They rebelled. They did not obey the word of God, and they did not see the promised land. Actually, they traveled or wandered, is what the Bible says, 40 years in the desert until the unbelieving generation had died. But Joshua had to endure those 40 years. And what I've learned about the wilderness and the desert, it's preparation for your destiny. There is a removing of those in your presence or around you that will be a hindrance to you, that will keep you from keeping, you know, getting into the destiny God has called for you. But I also learned something else about it. Sometimes you lose those who have pushed you forward into your destiny, because Moses died out. He was the leader. He was who Joshua came up under and became the leader afterwards. The wilderness is not for the faint of heart. The desert is not for the faint of heart. But if you view it as the preparation, as the process, it's just God ordering your steps. Even though you may have been put there by people who did not believe, and you're having to go through the process with them as well, God is still with you. What does it say? He orders, is ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. That's wonderful to know. Some places I travel to weren't by my choice, but God is still with me. He's going to take care of me. And actually, if you read all of Psalms 32, you will see it says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree, but yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. It's really great. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, and he is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. I mean, that whole chapter's got some great revelation about when you're walking through the deserts and the wilderness. But it shocked me when God and I were having this conversation, and he says, you're going to lose those around you that are going to hinder you. I want to separate them from you. I want them to be gone so that you can walk fully in your purpose. But then he said, even the ones who have pushed you forward and set you in places of honor will not always walk the rest of it out with you. You have got to learn to depend on me and me alone. Because man cannot walk with you in the places that I will take you. They can walk beside you, maybe. But I have brought you to a purpose and a plan. And someday there will be a separation from even those that you love, because you have to walk in your own purpose. Joshua was commissioned, the Bible says. He was appointed by God to be the leader. That's Joshua 1. God made a promise. If you read Deuteronomy 31, God told Moses Joshua was to be the next in line as the leader. And as he said to Moses, that he would be with him, be strong, be courageous. And he said, everywhere you set your foot, I will give that land to you. That's your promised land. It's a process, though, isn't it? It's a process. They had to cross the Jordan. It was swollen up in that season. It was above its borders, beyond its borders. But God said, sanctify yourself, follow the ark, which was the presence of God. Represented the presence in the covenant of God with the people of Israel. It's a process. Joshua has gone through 40 years. He watched a generation of people die out. He even watched his faithful leader leave them. And he was commissioned to step into his shoes and finish the job. But it was a process. They had to cross the Jordan. They had to set up the memorial stones. They had to circumcise that generation because they had not been circumcised, which was the sign of the covenant with God for Israel, the second generation. Joshua even had a place where he met the Lord God, the commander of the army of the Lord, it says in Joshua 5. And he learned real quickly, when he saw him, he knew that he was not of this world. And he went to him and he bowed himself down and he humbled himself and said, "Lord, what do you command me?" He said, "Are you for us or against us?" And the angel and the commander of the army of the Lord said, "Neither. I am for God. And whatever he tells me to do, I will do." And as a child of God, when you learn this principle in your life, it becomes a little easier to live victorious. It goes back to losing Moses, the man who had led him out of Egypt, the land that had taken them, the man that had taken them right to the promised land. They had seen so many things, the water out of the rocks, the manna that came, everything that they had gone through. To have the angel of the Lord, or Jesus, as most of us think, the commander of the army of the Lord, tell him that he's neither for him or against him. He's for God. And when we adopt that attitude in our lives, we will have the secret to victory. We've got to learn to do what God tells us to do. We've got to learn to do it his way, not our own. So we are learning to live as Christians. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. How do I have what it takes to be what I'm called to be? Well, let me just tell you. You don't, but Jesus does. And Jesus gave it all to you. It's at your disposal, let's put it that way, if you so choose to be. And 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. And this is talking about, let's just start at 26, that the glory belongs to God. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus. Of him you are. What are you? You become he who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Well, let me tell you, the process is not for the faint of heart, but unless you do it the way God chose it to be done, you will find yourself in a different situation. But I love what it said is Jesus became all this for us. He gave what he has, what he was. He gave it to us to be. But we have to learn to operate in it. And this is the process that we go through. It's the renewing of the mind. It's the learning of submission and being humble and being obedient. That's the refining process, we call it, by fire most of the time. Fire meaning trials and tribulations. You don't learn to be a good person staying in your house and not doing anything all day. You learn by going out and being amongst the people who need to know Jesus and be in the light. And that, my friend, can be a dirty job. But you're an overcomer. You have what you need to do. So let me just tell you, it's a process. We learn from our mistakes. Remember, the Bible says, when you fall, his hand is always there. And I've said it before, he's not going to lift you up. He's going to let you make that choice. But his hand is there. I am here to help you up if that's what you want. it's a step-by-step process. And let me tell you, you won't get it all right the first time. Generally, that's how we learn, is we learn step-by-step. Oh, I took this step. Well, I can see how that was a problem. Let me get back over here and do it the right way this time. And you'll learn that about the way you talk, the way you act, even in your witnessing. You will learn how to be better at it. I learned so much from the people around me, and that's why it's so important who you have around you. My pastors, the people that I look up to, my father, my mother, they have a wisdom that I do not have and need. So I am not at all one that says that she is better than anyone else, because I'm learning day by day, even from my elders, the ones that have been here. As I tell my son, I have rolled around this earth a few more times than you have. And let me tell you what I know, what I have seen, what I have experienced. There's wisdom in all that. But so we are learning through Christ Jesus. Jesus gave us his wisdom. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. Remember, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth are my thoughts and my ways. And I paraphrase that. But that tells you that his wisdom is higher, because he's up here somewhere. He sees the end from the beginning. Do you see the end from the beginning? I do not. I wish I could. I probably would have chosen a lot better things in my life, at least done some things differently, if I had known the outcome before I lived it. But God says, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours. This is why we are to seek his way, his thoughts, his wisdom, his understanding. He gives us the fruit of the Spirit. Joy, love, peace, long-suffering, patience. I need that one right there. Faithfulness. He gives you all these wonderful things. He even arms you to be able to go out into battle. That's Ephesians 6. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness. None of this is mine. He gives me all this stuff. Belt of truth, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, which is my weapon, and my shield of faith. That is one of the, he gives me faith, but I have to use it. It's like everything else in your life. You've got to use what you've been given. This is how you're victorious. The next thing that's part of the process is righteousness. Righteousness. What is right? It's justification, being made right, in right standing. It was not something that I can achieve on my own. Jesus gave that to me, Romans 3 and 22. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Christ Jesus. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. Romans 3 and 22. It's our character, our actions. This is another process that we go to. We learn to be righteous. Righteous. Helmet of salvation. Breastplate of righteousness. There's a reason why we have those things. Righteousness. It sits here. It protects my heart. Protects my organs. Protects all that I am on the inside. With his righteousness. When we learn these processes to live step by step in these areas, we become a mighty warrior for God. Mighty warrior. What's the other thing? Sanctification. That is being consecrated or being purified. This is a process we learn step by step. We learn step by step. Remember, God said, be ye holy as I am holy. It's a process. Yes, I am made right. I am saved and sanctified. But I am learning to live that way. I'm learning step by step every day to look like who I am in Christ Jesus. What he died for me to be. And I am learning to help others be that way. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 7, I want to read that in a New Living Translation. It says, God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. There's a standard there. There's a standard. You can't just come in here on Sunday, snot, sweat, shout, run, whatever you want to do, and sing the praises of God and walk out that door on Monday and live like the devil. That is not a child of God. Not a child of God. And I'm just, you'll know who's with you by the fruit they bear. The New King James Version of that verse says, "For God did not call us to be uncleanliness, but in holiness." Didn't call us to live in uncleanness. "Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God." That's verse 8 of that chapter. "Who has also given us his Holy Spirit." That is our power and our strength and ability to walk. When we listen to the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, who leads you into all truths, you have to be led. He will guide you, but you have to be led. The Bible says he will guide you into all truth. He's not going to drag you, but he's going to be, "Okay, Sonia, you know, if you act that way, you're not bringing glory to God." I had to learn to shut my mouth. I'm still learning to hear the word, hear God speak, and to do what I'm being told. Sometimes I don't understand those instructions. One time there was something going on in our life, and all I heard was greed. All I heard, that was the only word the Holy Spirit spoke to me, greed. I didn't understand that what I was going through, I needed to speak up and say, "We can't do it that way." But I am living, I'm reaping the benefits of not listening to that word as we speak. Greed. That's the only word I got, was greed. Greed. It wasn't, "Sonia, don't do that. This is going to cause trouble." No, the Holy Spirit said, "Greed." And that was it. He was letting me know the words that were spoken to me were spoken out of greed. And I had a choice. And I told God, I said, "Sometimes you had to hit me over the head because I'm about that stupid some days." And now I'm reaping the benefits of not listening to that word and understanding what the Holy Spirit was trying to tell me. If you enter this agreement, it's going to be greedful and it's going to cause problems. And it did. So sanctification, it's a process. It's a step-by-step process. Yes, I am sanctified. Am I perfect? No. God took me to this day. Would I expect to be in heaven? Yes, I would. And in all my imperfections, I would expect to be there. Not by choice, not because I choose to be that way, but because I know the human heart is not a godly heart by nature anyways. What was the last thing? Redemption. Redemption. What is redemption? Redemption is your ransom is paid in full. You are delivered. You have salvation. Why is that important? Because when people see what God has done for you and I, they will choose a path to him. Ephesians 1 and 7. "In him we have redemption through his blood." Talking about Jesus. "The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Grace, not works. "And we are sealed by the Holy Spirit," verses 13 and 14. Why is that sealed so important? Because it preserves you not only in this life, but in the life to come. There is a scripture in Revelations that says the angel is like, "Hold off on this until they are sealed in their foreheads." Talking about the saints. Do you know why it says the forehead? It's your mind. You have to understand that you have salvation and you are redeemed. And when you understand that, you will operate differently in your life. And therefore, you will be a light to others around you. Because the devil, he only operates in condemnation, doesn't he? He's accuser of the brethren, right? He don't want you to have anything that frees you from bondage, his bondage. He wants you to have all that. Romans 10 and 9 says, "Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you shall be saved." This is how we have salvation. But when we learn to step by step walk in that salvation, that's why it's your helmet. It puts the helmet of salvation. It's on your head. It covers your mind. It helps you think accordingly. It helps you live accordingly. If you allow salvation, redemption to be the grace that it is called to be. Jude 1, verses 20 through 24. And I'll pull that up. My time is almost done. I got 5 minutes. 20 through 21. It says, "But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith." Did you understand that? Building yourself up. This is a process, step by step. House is not put up in one day. There's a process. You lay the foundation. You pour the foundation. You start building on that. You put up the wood. I don't know the terminology. And then you build the walls. And then you put the roof on it, you know, after electrical. And they get your electrical. It's a process. You're building yourself up on the most holy faith. It's got to be faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit, that means keeping your prayers in tune with the guiding of the Holy Spirit. You can't go out and ask for $1 million and God grant that to you when he knows it's going to do nothing but pull you away from him. He's not going to give it to you. Let me just tell you. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Did you understand how important that is? Love of God. Looking for the mercy, don't you love that mercy, of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. Mercy is new each day. Because trust me, I use it up most days. Thank God. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to the present, you're faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to our God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. Why is it important? The step-by-step process. It's a process. I was flying to see my daughter after she sustained a head injury a few weeks ago, about a month ago. And I got an encouraging word from the pastor, and he says, "I'm praying for her healing." And I said, "I know she will be healed, but I'm not looking forward to the process." It's a process. Walking it out day by day. Being faithful. Being believing. It's a process. Everything in your life will be a process. Do not let the enemy tell you otherwise. It is a process. Even those that are healed instantly have to go back to the doctor for that to be confirmed to others, to pull them out of the fire, to help them. Your life is a process. And step by step, if you do it his way, believing in faith, in obedience, you will be victorious. Do not allow the enemy to tell you otherwise. Do not allow him to steal that from you in the beginning. As God says, "I see the end from the beginning." Trust in his ways, his thoughts, his plan, and learn to live day by day, step by step, in the process. And remember, there's always mercy and grace. Thank God for that. If you fall, he says, "My hand is there. I'll help you up. If that's what you want, I am there. I'm not going to make you get up if you want me." Too many of us live on our knees, not in prayer to him. And we live in pity. And wallow in our mistakes and our shame and what they did and what they didn't do. Do you think Joshua would have been such a great leader if in those 40 years that he wandered with people, when he had the good report, do you think he got weary? Do you think he lost faith, lost hope? No, I think he stood his ground, but it was a day by day, step by step, 40-year process. And even when he got there, there was other things that had to be done. So don't be surprised at the process. It's a process. It's going to be. We're not holy by nature. We are not holy by nature, but we are holy in Christ Jesus. We have to learn to take it step by step, day by day, and live according to God's will in the process. Father, I thank you for your words. I thank you that you allow us to understand we do have a choice, that we can be happy, we can be joyful, we can be love, we can be hope, even when our own lives seem hopeless. When the enemy is opposing us on all ends, Father, I thank you that I am victorious regardless, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, but we have to walk it out step by step and live the process according to your will. And I thank you that even in that, you give us the ability to be victorious. In Jesus' name, help us to apply this word to our lives. Help us be the light in our situations, in our step-by-step process to others, so they can see that it is obtainable, that you are not so far away, that your hands are too short, that your arms are too short and your hands don't reach, Father. Thank you that even in this, we can be the light. In Jesus' name, amen.